With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Missoula's Neptune Aviation has been awarded 5-year contracts to fly 4 fire-retardant bombers in the U.S. Forest Service's fire aviation fleet. The Missoulian newspaper reports the 4 jets are part of the Forest Service's next-generation firefighting program, and the contracts are worth about $5 million a year per plane. Neptune also has an agreement to convert 15 military surplus planes into smoke jumper and cargo aircraft. Neptune has 6 remodeled passenger jets fitted with 3,000-gallon retardant tanks. Competitors had challenged previous contracts awarded to Neptune, prompting several reviews. Jennifer Jones of the Forest Service says this fall's contracts came through unprotested, and they should be effective for next fire season. Neptune's based in Missoula and has a maintenance base in Alamogordo, New Mexico. A woman who was fired by Montana State University is suing the university and the former dean of the College of Arts and Architecture, saying they discriminated against her and created a hostile work environment. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that certified public accountant Phyllis Gartner filed a lawsuit Friday in Gallatin County District Court seeking unspecified damages from the university and the former dean for alleged discrimination, retaliation, emotional distress, and lost income. MSU spokesman Tracy Ellig says neither MSU nor the dean has been served with the lawsuit. He says MSU doesn't comment on pending litigation. 5 Montana elected officials are in Spokane tomorrow to talk with Washington state lawmakers about the future of Montana's Colstrip power plant. Colstrip is partially owned by several utilities in Washington, which import electricity generated at the coal-fired power plant. Washington Governor Jay Inslee, a Democrat, is part of a movement to eliminate coal-generated electricity from his state's energy mix.
Governor Inslee has his views, then we have energy reality.
That's Washington State Senator Doug Erickson, the Republican chair of the committee that booked tomorrow's work session in Spokane.
And I think it's vital that we maintain a stable, long-term baseload energy supply in the Pacific Northwest, and Colstrip plays a major part in doing that.
Republican Montana State Senator Dwayne Ankeny from Colstrip will speak at the Washington work session. In this year's legislative session, he pushed for measures to defend Colstrip from any Washington state attempts to shut it down. Fellow Republican Senator Rick Ripley from Wolf Creek will be joining Ankeny, as will Democrats Cliff Larson of Missoula and Jim Keene from Butte. Also attending will be Montana Public Service Commissioner Bob Lake, a Republican. A top federal official who oversees mining regulation says the possibility that bankrupt coal companies could saddle taxpayers with millions in mine reclamation costs is a serious issue. Janice Schneider told the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee today that the Interior Department is working with states to make sure financial arrangements exist to cover reclamation costs for any coal mines that shut down. Schneider is an assistant Interior Secretary who oversees 4 agencies, including the Office of Surface Mining, Reclamation, and Enforcement. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.